I looked over my shoulder one more time to make sure no one would be sneaking up behind me, hunched down in the bushes like I was, watching the males work out in the fields. I'd finished my rotations for the day, so I had no rush to get back to headquarters. I couldn't resist spending time right here, watching. The view of the sun glistening off their chiseled bodies. The deep grunts they made as they hefted a heavy load. The curve of their bottoms as they squatted down. Not to mention the way their soft slacks cradled their,
hi there. What am I doing? I, lost something. Oh, you saw me here yesterday, too. Well, I couldn't find it, so I came back. You think I should see the convener? No, I don't think that's necessary. I'll just be on my way. Okay, fine.
The stern look on his face suggested I probably shouldn't argue. Shit. Now I'd gone and done it. I knew I was pushing my luck returning to watch the males work every day, but I couldn't help the fact that I was different. I tried to be like the other females. I really did. None of them even took notice of the males, especially not in any sort of sexual capacity. Of course, both sexes are cordial, even friendly. Sharing the planet together meant we needed to get along. Separately, but together, males and females performed the same necessary tasks for survival, just on different days, never really mixing, since there was no need to, with the exception of regulatory gatherings and the fair moon celebrations. Everything got done, even procreation, albeit a bit differently. Eggs were harvested from selected females at birth, sperm from males during their peak, so the reproduction of our species could all be managed by science and our creation facilities. The planet had survived this way for centuries. No one longed for change. Our females enjoyed the pleasure of their own, as did the males. Everyone was happy. Well, almost everyone. I thought you said we were going to see the convener. But this is your pod, is it not? Oh. So what did you forget again? The same thing I lost in the bushes. I didn't lose anything in the... Wait. The smug smile on his face before he continued told me he knew I'd been lying all along. What do you mean I'm not like the others? I am. I don't know. I just... like watching the males work. I can't really explain why. I could feel my skin flushing with embarrassment, and I knew the scent that I was giving off. I just hoped males might be immune to the scent of our female arousal, although I hadn't spent enough time in their company to know for sure. I watched as his head tipped up slightly, his nose crinkling with a deep inhale of his breath, and his smug smile broaden, accompanied by a skeptical raised eyebrow. I could feel my breath coming in short bursts. The weight of guilt and shame was like a boulder crushing my chest. My hands trembled, and I did the only thing I could do. Made a dash for the door, reaching for the control panel, only managing to get within an inch of it before a large, beefy hand covered mine. I want to leave. Because I just do. Don't wonder where I am. His big body was so close to mine, I could feel ripples of heat radiating off of him. And his scent was changing to one I didn't recognize. Could it be arousal, too? Ugh, don't be silly. You're the only misfit on the planet. He took my hand in his giant one, led me to the long bench seat in the middle of his pod. I sat as he slowly scrutinized me. I was tiny in comparison to him. Paler, frailer. And I knew I was considered a beauty among the females. Not that it mattered to me what they thought. Did he think I was pretty? Oh, just stop. Stop, you're being ridiculous. He sat on the low stone table in front of me. I could sense he was choosing his words wisely before he spoke. You think you can help me? I told you I didn't really lose anything. Oh, then what can you help me with? My desires? I don't know what you're talking about. His hand touched my knee, and it was like a jolt of electricity. He went on to explain that he'd been curious, too, about females, about me, and the scent that I was now sure was his arousal was potent. The air was thick with it. It was affecting me way more than simply watching the males from a distance. My breasts were tingling. There was an aching between my legs, and a dampness there, too. He wasn't unaffected either. He kept shifting on the table uncomfortably. What are you suggesting? That we explore each other? I mean, yes, I'm curious, but that's not normal, is it? Did it matter, he replied, if that's what we both wanted? I never considered I'd have the option before, not in the easy way he made it sound. And it's not like sexual contact between males and females was forbidden. There were no laws against it, mainly because there didn't need to be. There was never any desire for either sex to be with each other in that fashion. Ever. Until now, I guess. Wouldn't it be wrong for us to explore each other? Yeah, I guess I do want to. Funny, but I felt less guilty admitting that to him. That I was different. Maybe because he seemed to be more like me than anyone I'd encountered, despite being a male. And he wasn't judging me for the cravings he obviously knew I had when he found me watching the males. Sure. Why not? The words rolled off my tongue before I could stop them. But can it just be between us? I mean, you won't tell anyone. I believed him when he assured me he wouldn't. Despite his calm exterior, I could tell he was just as confused about his own desires for a female as I was for a male. How do we, you know, do it? He stood and began removing his clothes. I watched in awe of his broad, tan chest, the spattering of hair across his pecs, muscles and veins appearing in places that I had none. I was trembling again. this time in anticipation. I held my breath when his hands reached for the waistband of his slacks, but he stopped, watching me, waiting. I guess it's my turn. My fingers trembled as I released the tiny clasps that held my thin blouse together. I felt his eyes on me, heard his breathing change, the scent of his need making my knees weak. I slipped the material off my shoulders onto the floor and smiled when I saw his appreciative gaze roaming over my full, firm breasts, their rosy centers and tight nipples. I gasped when he slipped his pants off in one swift tug. The thick, throbbing meat between his legs was erect and swollen. My mouth went dry. I licked my lips for moisture. Maybe it was the temptation to lick his cock. It was both scary and enticing at once. He cleared his throat and I giggled, realizing once again he was waiting for me to follow suit. I wriggled out of my skirt, wanting so badly to cover my bare pussy with my hands in embarrassment. But that wouldn't be fair to him, not to let him look his fill of me too. He reached a finger out to gently brush the tip of it over my nipple, and another jolt of electricity coursed through my body. I ran my fingers through the coarse hair on his chest. His cock flexed, and he growled low in response. Sorry. Did I do that wrong? He shook his head, as if unable to speak, then cupped my full breast in his hand, molding it to the shape of me. I figured he liked my touch, and I let my hands slide down lower, down over his ribs, his belly, the thick thatch of twirled hair near his cock. Another growl and strangled moan escaped his lips when I wrapped my small, soft hand around his shaft. I could feel him throbbing too now. I liked the feeling touching him gave me, a feeling of control over such a large male. Granted, I wasn't doing much better at hiding my desire. As his hand slid down between my legs, the tip of one finger sliding through the slickness that had coated my folds. I'd seen men fornicating, and women. I knew there was wetness involved, just not so much and so soon. I leaned my forehead to his chest to hide my embarrassment. With a finger under my chin, he tipped my face upwards towards his and shook his head. Don't hide your expression from me. I want to know it all. How this affects you. And as he said that, he slid his finger lower down between my wet folds. And this, he added, sliding that same finger lower, finding the entrance to my pussy and pushing the tip of it inside me. I gripped his biceps, clinging to him to avoid losing the ability to stand upright. The intense pleasure was so much. I raised up on my tiptoes, almost to relieve myself from the intensity of the intrusion of his fingers, but more so to get a taste of him, his lips. My tongue darted out and licked his plump lower lip, then the upper, then sliding along between the two, until his lips parted and our tongues began to dance, tasting and kissing, growing more heated with each second that passed. Our bodies were touching now, from shoulder to thighs, his hard cock throbbing and leaking against my belly, my pussy still soaking his finger. I was picked up and laid on my back on the soft rug at our feet, our lips still connected in a passionate kiss. The weight of his body shifting over me broke the spell. I placed my palm against his chest, pushing him away slightly. I knew that this was not the way men fucked. They fucked from behind. Women fucked facing each other. As I tried to wriggle from under him and switch positions to all fours, he stopped me. "What? What's wrong?" I asked. He was red-faced now, seemingly embarrassed, but I didn't know why. "I want to watch you, see your face," he added. Of all the things he could have said, I didn't expect that. I smiled wide, relaxing back into the rug, parting my thighs in invitation while nodding up at him. I wanted to watch him too, and I wanted to get fucked from behind as men do. I wanted it all. But seeing him, his expressions, and his cock slipping inside me, that would be the ultimate. I wanted that. We both watched each other as we came together. My pussy was so slick with desire that his cock slipped and slid a few times against my opening before he could line it upright. I felt the pressure of the bulbous head of his cock against my opening, gasped and writhed as he pushed forward, breaching my entrance, stretching me for the first time. He went slow, letting me adjust, even though I could tell it was torture for him. His face was contorted in both agony and pleasure, his teeth clenched, his body coiled tight. I soothed him, ran my hands over his shoulders and back, wrapped my legs around him, guided him to push deeper and deeper and deeper until there was no more left to give. And I was in awe of how full of man I felt. We fell into a natural rhythm together for the next few strokes, each one more intense than the last, building, pulsing. My body began to push back against his, reaching for something it knew it needed, but not quite sure what that was. The buck of his hips became stronger and deeper. He was panting now. I was moaning, my nails clawing at him, his mouth on my breasts, sucking and nipping, the slapping sounds of slick skin hitting skin, wet, squishing sounds of my pussy releasing its need for him, flooding the room, not to mention the scent of the two of us, our need, our pheromones, our desires, laying thick like a blanket surrounding us. My eyes went wide when my orgasm hit. It came on so unexpectedly fast, so violent and explosive. I screamed, "No!" in agony from the sheer desire not to be the one to end this pleasure for us early. But I needn't have been worried. He'd been waiting for me, holding on by a thread. And once I let go, he did too, thrusting wildly, cursing, grunting, throbbing, and releasing his seed into my womb in spasmic, violent pulses. I felt it bathing my insides, felt my pussy gripping him, greedily milking him for more. That about said it all. We both stared at each other in silent awe for minutes afterwards, then smiling until we both began to chuckle. It was the most glorious experience of my life, and as much as I didn't want it to end, we'd both been missing for a long while. He helped me up, provided me with a wet cloth to clean the remains of his cum from between my legs. We dressed in awkward silence, and I wondered if he regretted our actions, if he'd tell what everyone would think of the freak who preferred cock to pussy if this got out. Maybe I should make sure he'd keep our secret. We both began to speak at once. You go first, I said. Oh, no, I don't have a task until later. No one will come for me, you don't need to worry. And I'll keep this a secret, I added, even though he didn't seem too concerned about that at all. Oh, you don't have a task either. That's good. Good timing, I mean. Wait, what? Maybe I want to stay for a while longer. And just like that, all the tension and embarrassment I'd been feeling washed away with his offer. His pants hit the floor. My skirt and shirt followed. I was down on all fours, ready to get fucked his way this time. I was probably too eager, but I didn't care. This might be the last time I'd have a cock on this planet. And oh, what a cock it was. I was going to savor it, and him, and the luck I had this fateful day, to be found hiding in the bushes by the one man who wanted me as much as I wanted him.